This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock as we get ready for today's WASD report. Eric, what's taking place on the grains?
So we're going in with a little bit of a softer undertone today. Soybeans are trading about 20 cents off the high that they posted yesterday. Corn continues in this sideways pattern and can't seem to get out of the gutter for any length of time at all. Wheat had a really nice day yesterday. I think that was spurred by some short covering ahead of the report, in addition to, you know, there was headlines coming out of the Black Sea that Russia had hit a ship within the Ukrainian safe corridor. And so I think the combination of the two kind of gave it a little boost, but really more position squaring ahead of this than anything, and hopefully we'll get things leveled off before the 11 o'clock time frame and actually be able to trade the numbers rather than just reactions to the trade itself.
So Eric, as we get ready for the WASD report, I know it's always a difficult question, but is there anything that you're expecting to maybe look a little bit different than you might going into this report? Is there something that you're interested to learn about? Where are you headed going into this WASD report today?
So the yield numbers are always going to be the fan favorite. That's where every eyeball is going to go first. What's the corn yield pegged at? What's the soybean yield pegged at? And how does that fit versus the average of the trade expectations? Now, me personally, I'm looking to see, is the USDA going to get started trimming some of their estimates for Brazilian production, which would be reflected in the WASD side of the report, not the crop production. And hopefully we'll see some ending stock shifts. And I don't expect anything big, but if they could get started this early, that would mean that there's likely more trims to come in the total production number coming out of South America, particularly Brazil, as they've been encountering one weather problem after another, depending on what region you're in.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 3 1/4 at 472.5. November soybeans up 0.75 cents at 1349 3/4. January soybean meal down $1 at 438.10. January soybean oil up 9 cents at 49.44. On the Merck, December live cattle down 70 cents at 178.70. November feeder cattle down 72 cents at 233.82. December lean hogs up 12 cents at 71.62. December pork cutout down 42 cents at 80.97. And Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 17.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.